The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Welcome back once again to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Atchison, Kansas, where tonight we're getting set for Game 2 in Meadowlark Conference High School Basketball. Ladies games in the books, and now it'll be the guys' turn. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer back at the CARE Radio Sports Studios, handling all that stuff, man. Tom Couch with your courtside. I'm the one having all the fun because we're going to get set to see what promises to be a very good ball game between a couple of good teams. Atchison comes in 15-0 on the season, 6-0 in the Meadowlark, and number 2 in the state right now. They are playing fantastic basketball. On top of that, a huge crowd on hand, and on top of that, it is Royal Court tonight. So, got just about everything in the world going on up here tonight at the Atchison Gymnasium. Teams are coming off the court now, headed over to the respective benches, and they went wild. They're getting settled in. I know the PA guy is getting set to introduce the starters. Let me do that for you. What do you say? First of all, for the visitors from Sumner, our head coach Al Collins Jr., they're going to be starting Angelo Reese and Andreas Huddleston. You're going to get Michael Knight and Jackson Davis. And rounding it out, a guy not in the program, it's going to be number 23. If you're looking for who is that going to be, that is Ezra Matthews. For the Atchison Phoenix and head coach Pat Battle, his assistant coaches Mark May and Christian Arnold, Atchison is going to be starting 5'9" senior Josiah Thompson. You're going to get Jeremiah Thompson. He's a junior at 5'10". Cedron Mays is a 5'8" junior. You'll move it to the front line where you'll get Kale Williams at 6'2". Kale's a senior. And rounding it out, Yogi Purdy, a senior. Yogi is 6'4". So that all said and done, we're going to take a quick break. Joseph, it'll be our normal pregame break, and we'll be back. It is Phoenix Basketball coming up next here on CARE.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango natural hair care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Just at High School Gymnasium, I feel as though it is incumbent upon me to remind you that post-game tonight, if you decide to flip over for just a little bit to our big sister, 103.9, and you'll be able to enjoy the high school basketball scoreboard show. Jake and Bonds are going to be there bringing you the scores from all the games around the area. They'll get you updated on conference standings and regional and district kind of numbers, and we'll have highlights and recaps from games around the area, all of that stuff. So you're going to want to hang on for that. Move over to 103.9 and then get right back here in the morning. Okay, because Joseph's going to be with you first thing in the morning for the Care Radio morning show, and then it'll be Benedictine basketball tomorrow here on Care. Ladies game 2 o'clock, guys game at 4. We'll be with you from Iowa as it'll be the Ravens and Graceland. So be aware and ready for BC Hoops tomorrow. High schools, a little more elaborate with the introduction these days. A little bit of lights, a little bit of razzle-dazzle. Atchison is going to be in his home white uniforms with red and gold lettering and trim. And for Sumner, it is going to be those, again, I'm going to call that Kentucky blue with white lettering and trim. And it's kind of interesting, the white lettering and trim is in that, remember, you know, the KU numbers on their jerseys that got a little, like in the middle of the number, it's got like little points that stick out, you know, to the side. Those are the kind of numbers. I'm sure there's an official name for that lettering font, but I absolutely have no idea what that is. But anyway, that's what it is. All right, here we go. Coming into the center circle to jump it off for Atchison. It's going to be Jeremiah. For Sumner, it's going to be Ezra. And as the ball goes up the tip of the way, it's going to be controlled down by Sumner. And we're underway. Sabres will go back door, and Ezra's going to have it stripped out of his hands. He's going to lose it out of bounds. And Atchison, it's going to have it back in. We're just moments into the ballgame. Sumner did not get a shot off on its initial possession. A lot of crowds still coming in. I don't know. It's not that early, is it? 7:45? But the crowd is not an early arriving crowd. Still coming in with bags and picnic baskets and things. Atchison wants to look into the middle. They'll swing over to the left side. It's going to be Zidron. Again, it's kind of weird to see the shot clock on and just sitting at 35 and not running. And it's kind of weird to see these two teams not paying any attention to how much time it takes, because they don't have to, because there is no official shot clock here. Here's Atchison with the ball. We're going to get a blocking foul over on the far side, and the Phoenix are being incredibly patient. That foul is going to be on Jackson Davis. Davis will pick up his first foul. It'll be team foul one by either club. 7:07 to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix have yet to put a shot up. Fisher's going to move Jeremiah a little bit. He's going to do the inbound. Brings it into Yogi. It'll go back to Jeremiah. Off on top, Cedron. Mays over to the left side. Josiah to Yogi. Out on top. Here's a three. Set shot. Got it, and it's going to be a chance at four. The three plus the foul and a free throw coming up for the Phoenix. Count the shot. The foul is going to be on Jackson Davis, and in the first minute eight of the game, he has his second foul. And that's a rough start. And the free throw, it's up and good. So Atchison will complete the three-point play, or the four-point play. And the Phoenix are going to take a right out of the gate, 4-0 lead. Kamala's going to be slapped away and out of bounds deep in the backcourt. It'll come back in again to Atchison. So the Phoenix are going to have the ball in play. AHS will lob it way out on top. Jeremiah over to the left side, Josiah. The pass in the middle for Yogi is going to be batter free, stolen away. Up court for the basketball. Here comes Sumner. Huddleston has it over to the right side. They'll take it down low. We're going to get a foul called on Yogi as a quick first step by Ezra Matthews. It got him interior position. Yogi tried to catch up with him. And in the process, picks up his first foul. Going to try to hem him in from the side a little bit. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. Sumner putting the ball in play at the baseline. One-hand push pass comes out on top. Pivoted with the left foot. Top of the key. No room there. Brings it back down to the baseline left. Michael Knight will take it. Back over to the right side. Feed to the baseline. Stepped in front of it. Stolen away by Josiah. Here comes Atchison. And we're going to get a whistle from the backcourt. And a foul. After the turnover on the transition, the foul is going to be Andreas Huddleston. It'll be his first. And now that's going to be team foul three already by Sumner. Phoenix with a basketball leading it 4-0. 5:55 to go in the opening quarter. AHS, baseline left. The shot. It's three. It's in and out. No. Rebound, Atchison. The follow with the left hand. No. Follow was Yogi. No. And point blank layups being missed by the Phoenix. But in the process, we're going to get a foul. And this is going to be the second Sumner player to pick up a second foul. Jackson Davis quickly picked up two. And now Andreas Huddleston has picked up two. Free throws for Atchison. The first one, no good. Cale Williams will have his shot spin out, and he'll have one more look at it here. 5:47 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison leading it 4-0. One more shot coming up for Williams. He'll put this one up and right in. So Williams gets his first point of the ball game, and Atchison goes up 5-0. And we're 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Lots of basketball to come up here tonight. Here's a bounce pass in the middle. It's going to be knocked free, stolen. Yogi picks it up. Atchison will race into the forecourt. Topside with it is going to be Jeremiah. Backs away with it. Looks over at Coach Battle. And now Yogi will lob down to the baseline. And Cale didn't see him, I think, anticipating a break toward the lane. So we're going to get a Phoenix turnover with 5:20 to play. And now the upcourt pass is going to be stolen back by Atchison. Here comes Josiah Thompson. Cale Williams into the lane. Shot high out the window and no. Rebound. Back up with it will come Sabres. They'll drive down the court and the running shot isn't going to count. I think they're going to, yes, they're going to say count the bucket, add the foul. The foul is going to be on Atchison's Cale Williams. It'll be his first, Phoenix second. And the first point of the night for Sumner is going to belong to Jackson Davis, who is still out there, by the way, with those two fouls. His free throw is no good. And AHS will bring the ball up the floor as they rebound down the missed free throw. Cedron Mays with the ball with a foot in the center circle, way up behind. Again, after the fans are continuing to still come into the game, find it remarkable. Here's a three straight away. It's up and good. That is Jeremiah making it 8-2 Phoenix. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Driving shot going to be blocked from behind it. Kale is going to be calling for another foul, and he's expressing some discontent out on the floor. Interesting how the Sabres and their head coach, Al Collins Jr., when one of his guys comes to the free throw line, the other four go back and talk to coach. They do not worry about rebounding a free throw, even though that one is going to miss. There's going to be one more shot coming up, and they will not go back to look to rebound that one either. They will just, whether it is hit or missed, they will just go to the backcourt and set up defensively those four who were not the guy shooting the free throw. Second shot, it's up, it's good. So Jackson Davis is 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Atchison leads at 8-3. And we're 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix will go to the bench. And into the game is going to come Trayvon Gillum. Shot is up, no good. Rebound. Here come the Sabres. Baseline three, no. Rebound, loose to the floor. Atchison is going to clear it away. Here comes Jeremiah. He'll race into the forecourt with a little left-hander dribble, and we are midpoint of the opening quarter. Over to the left side is going to be Gillum. Underneath to Yogi. He'll go up strong, draw the foul, come to the line for two. So Purdy finds himself in a collision with Shea Ross, who is a big guy out there. Shea has just come into the game for Sumner. For Sumner, we have no real much information about these guys. We do know that Shea Ross is a junior. We have no heights or any other information, but I'm going to tell you Shea is 6'1", 240, 45 maybe. Second free throw will be good. So Yogi will hit 1 of 2. Atchison is 3 of 6 at the free throw line and lead it 9-3. 3:50 to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix with the lead. Sabres with a basketball. Hook shot from the right side is going to be up and in. Andreas Huddleston has his first 2 points of the game. It is 9-5 Atchison. And again, the Phoenix with their point guard very near the top. They'll go to the right side and don't hesitate putting up the long shot. But again, it's going to miss. And a rebound pulled down by Jackson Davis. On the other end, the shot is going to be deflected. Atchison's going to rebound it down. But I'll tell you, the Sabres get back defensively as quickly as anyone I've seen. Atchison's not going to have any luck, or has not at least had any luck, with a transition game. Here's a three for the baseline corner, deep and from the right side that misses. And a rebound coming down, and a contact. Is it a block or is it a charge? It's a block. So for the Phoenix, Zidron Mays will collect his first foul. It'll be team foul 4 for Atchison. And AHS will go to the bench, and we're going to get Leighton Baldridge to come in. So Leighton will enter the game, and we're 3 minutes to go in the first. 9-5. The pass into the corner is going to be slapped away by Leighton. Some will have it in at the end of the Phoenix bench. 2:58 to go in the first. Atchison in front, 9-5. Not particularly high scoring here. Baseline shot from about 12 from the left side is going to be up and in. So for Sumner, the baseline shot for two makes it 9-7. And suddenly that Atchison lead is whittled to a pair. Yogi will back in, drive in, power move, misses it, gets his own rebound. It's going to be blocked out of his hands, and Atchison turns it over. Here comes the outlet pass, and it's going to be too far. And turning it over is going to be the Sabres. So Sumner, and I'm going to guess maybe number four, I'm going to call him Elgin Price. There is a number four, not on the varsity roster, but on the freshman roster. So we're going to say that's Elgin out there for Sumner. Cross court is going to go. Phoenix with the basketball, leading it only by a pair. Running jump shot, left side is going to be up and good. Nicely done by Mays for Atchison. And AHS goes up 11-7 with 2 minute mark of the opening quarter. The feed over to the left side is going to be lost out of bounds, and Atchison is going to get it back right in front of the student cheering section. With a minute 53 to go in the first in this Middle Arc Conference High School basketball game. Ladies game up first, Atchison win. Second game, and the Phoenix hoping for a Royal Court sweep, but Sumner's going to have a lot to say about that. Minute 40 to go in the opening quarter. AHS with the ball, a four-point lead. Over to the right side with it is going to be Jeremiah. To Yogi, over to the left is Adron. He'll start to the top, skip it back over to the left side. Jeremiah goes into the corner, plays off the screen, feeds in the middle of Yogi, and a defender saw that coming, reached in, grabs the ball, ties it up. I thought it was going to be a jump ball. The official at the top called jump ball. The official down to the baseline says that's a foul. And so the foul is going to be called on Sumner's Shea Ross, and now he will have his second of the game. Atchison coming to the free throw line with a minute 25 to go, and again it's going to be Yogi. He'll put the first one up and in. Second point of the game for Yogi Purdy. He is 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Second one, no. So he is 2 of 4, and Atchison leads it 12-7. Minute 20, and rolling along here in the late part of the first quarter. Sumner works the ball way outside again, probably a step, step and a half above the three-point circle. Now starting to drive in, find a cutter underneath, and there's going to be an offensive foul call. Lots of contact, bodies on the floor, and that'll be a foul on Ezra Matthews, his first. So the Phoenix, of course, will not be shooting. That's a player control foul. Back up with it. It's going to be Trayvon Gillum. We're now at a minute to go in the first. Atchison on top, thinking about the three. Watching the three, too short. And a rebound tipped around and saved deep at the baseline. Here come the Sabres. 47 to go in the first. Now the pass up court. Athletic play to leap high in the air and extend an arm and be able to deflect that thing out of bounds. Mays was able to slap it into the crowd, and Sumner will inbound it once more. 45 seconds on the clock here in the late going of the opening quarter. Skip pass over to the left side where the three sets sail and misses. Atchison rebounds it down. Mays coming up with the board, brings it up the floor. Comes out on top. The running three. Boom! Gillum for three. And Atchison, with a couple of quick scores, has run up now a 15-7 lead. And it would appear that Sumner looking for the final shot of the opening quarter. We're down at 18 seconds left in the pass. Over to the side, he's going to get away into the Phoenix bench. And so instead of Sumner with an opportunity at a final shot to cut the Atchison lead, the Phoenix are going to have a chance at the final shot and a double-digit lead. 15-7, Atchison 14, 13, 12 seconds left in the first quarter. The pass to the right side is Adron Mays. Over to the left, it'll be Jeremiah. Back to Adron, squares, shoots, too hard. Rebound, fought for, jump ball called, possession. They'll go to Atchison, and they're going to have to get this shot off in a hurry with only 1.3 to go in the opening quarter. Sumner going to go to the bench, and they're going to bring Elgin Price into the game. Atchison with 1.3. Gets it in. Gets it back. Puts up the jumper at the buzzer. No. And that will bring us to the end of the opening quarter. After one here in Atchison, Kansas, Phoenix 15, Sumner 7.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where an extraordinarily late-arriving crowd, not just as another group coming in, has really filled the place up here on Royal Court tonight. We go to the second quarter with the homestanding Phoenix leading at 15-7. And for Sumner, they're 7 points, three of them off the hand of Jackson Davis, with Elgin Price and Andreas Huddleston each with two. For Atchison, how about Jeremiah? 7 points. Three for Trayvon. He had Zadron with two. Yogi with two. Kale with the other point. And we're going to get quickly a timeout taken by Sumner. How about that? Less than 10 seconds into the second quarter. Timeout of the court. We'll take it. Phoenix 15, Sabre 7.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, as quickly as we get back to play, we're going to get a whistle. We're going to get a foul by Atchison, and it's going to be the second of the ball game. First, Adron Mays coming to the free throw line for Sumner, Jackson Davis. Jackson, one of three at the free throw line, and that one is not much better. He'll miss that one, so a chance at a three-point play does not work for Jackson Davis, but he does make it a 15-9 Atchison lead. 7.5 to go in the first half, and Phoenix continue to control the basketball. Here, rotated right to the left side. It's going to be Hosiah with it. Hosiah will square, shoot. That one will roll across the rim, no good. And Leighton Baldrige, coming in from behind, commits a personal foul. It'll be his first, and it'll be Atchison's second quarter foul. Phoenix is going to take Zaytron out of the game for a little bit. And AHS will go into the 2-3 zone. Interesting combination. A pass into the middle is going to be knocked away by Yogi, but saved out on top. Sumner will get it to Angelo Reese. Reese over to the right side to Davis. Jackson dumps it into the corner. Gets it there to Matthews. Ezra feeds back to the free throw line. No room in the middle. And a minute gone in the second quarter. Here's a turnaround shot, 13-footer, up and no good. Rebound, Atchison. Leighton Baldrige coming up with the carom, and here comes the Phoenix offense. Back over to the left side, it's going to be Josiah. Kicks it on top, that's going to be Gillum. Trayvon will go with a left-handed three and knock it down, and he's going to get fouled and have a chance at a three-point shot or a four-point play. Let's do the math. The foul is going to be on Andreas Huddleston. It'll be his third personal foul. That's a big one. He's going to come out. And coming to the free throw line for Atchison, and a chance at the Phoenix second four-point play of the game is going to be Cedron Mays. Knocks it in. 19-9. Atchison with a double-digit advantage, and we're 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. And on the outlet, play up the court. Sumner's going to let it get away and go out of bounds into the crowd. Atchison is going to have a back in. So right now, Phoenix with a double-digit lead and the basketball and early game momentum. Jeremiah patiently accelerates, works his way over to the left side. Brings it back off on top to Trayvon. Gillum thinking about the long shot. Doesn't. Kicks it back. Look away. Pass. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Sumner. Davis bringing it up the floor himself. Lobs it over to the left side. High passes. Really nicely saved. And then a long cross-court pass to the other end is not. It's going to get away and go out of bounds off the fingertips of Michael Knight. Phoenix are going to have it back in, and we're going to get another Sumner timeout. Is right now, Coach Collins a little frustrated with his team's play and finding themselves trailing by 10. We're taking a break. 6:01 to go in the opening half of the guys' game. Atchison 19, Sumner 9.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Happy to have you with us here on CARE Radio this evening. Joseph, producing and engineering, back at a CARE Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside at the Atchison High School Gym. Well, with 6:01 to play in the first half, the Phoenix up 10, 19-9. Tomorrow, Benedictine basketball on CARE, 2 o'clock for the ladies' game and 4 o'clock for the guys. Benedictine at Graceland. Graceland men, the number one team in the conference. Now, Benedictine gets it down to Yogi, who goes up, and he has fouled solidly and will come to the free throw line. For Sumner, the foul is going to be on Shea Ross. And now he will be the second Sumner player to have collected a third foul. Yogi at the line. Front shot, nope. And he's struggling. Now they've got it as the first foul on Shea Ross, but I had it as a third foul. Quite odd. We'll figure that out. Right now, Yogi is 2 of 5, 2 of 6, and an offensive rebound by Atchison. And the ball down to the baseline is going to be lost out of play. Back, it will come to the Phoenix with 5:48 to go. Now they fix that foul thing. It is the third foul on Shea Ross. All right. Now the shot clock getting plugged and unplugged. It's flashing above this backboard. Inbound, shot for 3, very short, and rebound cleared away by Sumner. They'll outlet it up the floor. It's a 2-on-1 break. The feet to the right side. The shot is up and missing. The follow shot is up and missing, and it's going to be an Atchison foul and a couple of free throws for Sumner. There is absolutely zero ebb and flow to this game, okay? You get to one end of the floor, somebody fouls. You go to the other end of the floor, someone else commits a foul. Free throws being shot and not particularly well hit. Sumner's hitting half of their, no, a third, no, 1 out of 4, a quarter of their free throw opportunities. And Atchison is 4 of 5, 6, 7, 8, 4 of 9, they're under half. So again, I don't know if these two teams are just a little bit tense, a little bit tight. I firmly believe that both teams are better than we are seeing them play right now. And now there's confusion at the scorer's table, and the clock has gone back to 8 minutes, and things are coming apart. And we're going to take a timeout. Maybe they're going to figure this out. We're hoping for the best. Timeout of the court with about 6.5 to go, according to my clock, according to my book. 6.5 to go in the opening half. Officials sending everybody to the sidelines. The score is Atchison 19, Sumner 9.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Hey, we come back, and they've got it fixed, and now there's a driving shot on the other end of the floor that misses, and a rebound tipped around and misses, and it's picked up by Ashes, and here come the Phoenix. AHS, coast to coast, running shot, off the window, no, tipped up, no, bodies on the floor, whistles and a foul. This is not that artistic, ballet-like basketball. This is that full contact, we're going to need some ice bags on the bus going home basketball. Free throw, missing again is Ashton. So we just had a second foul of the game called on Ezra Matthews. Team fouls are even up at three apiece. Atchison misses its first free throw. Again, both teams are shooting badly at the free throw line, and that one is going to be up and in. So Jeremiah is 2 of 4 at the free throw line, and Atchison's going to steal the upcourt pass. Over to the left side it's going to go, and a bad pass is going to force him to bring it back out on top. Had to pass into the inside. It was going to be breakaway for the layup, but the pass was on the outside, forcing the Phoenix to rotate back out on top and reset. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Down to the baseline. Josiah, they'll feed underneath, and Layton will get the bucket up and good. Layton Baldridge hits the score, and it's 22-11. And a three on the other end. It's going to be up and good. 22-14. The drive, the reverse layup, it's going to be up and in. And we're going to get an Atchison timeout. Okay, let's do it, Joseph. It's just a little wild out here. Taking a break, 4 minutes and 24 to go in the opening half. It is now Atchison 24, Sumner 14.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
To come out of the timeout. Sumner puts the ball in play. Let's see if these guys have got a little more under control now. Cross-court pass is batted away by Atchison. Sumner's able to save it before it got into the backcourt. Bounce pass over into the deep right corner at the foot of the Atchison bench. Lobbed back out on top near the center circle. And again, with no shot clock, there's no hurry. Now the ball's going to be reached in on and stolen away. Here come the Phoenix. They'll back away, and good defense by Sumner prevents a quick three-point shot opportunity. Pass over to the right side. Sumner playing at zone defense. The feed into the lane. The one-handed left-handed shot misses. Offensive rebound. Squared up. Put back up and in. So Trayvon missed the first time, but puts it back in the second. And Atchison, once again, up a dozen. It's 26-14. 3 minutes and 20 to go in the opening half. Big possession here for Sumner. They cannot let Atchison get a big lead on him, and here comes the Phoenix coming up with a turnover. 8 tenths of the basketball. Now dump it up in the backcourt. They'll get it up to Layton. Into the forecourt, right side. The shot for three. Way too long and way too hard. Rebound, Sumner. They'll pull up from 17. No. Rebound, Atchison. Layton coming out with the basketball. He'll get it out. And here comes Trevon Gillum. Gillum taking it down the right side. He's going to pull up for a really long shot. No. And again, there's no really offense happening here. It's just teams coming down the court. And a minute they get a look at that rim, they're cutting loose with a three-point shot. And I think both coaches are really frustrated with their guys because they're not getting the kind of offense that I feel like they have prepared to run coming into the game. Now, Atchison again is going to set up in a 2-3 zone. Here comes Sumner into the forecourt. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the first half. Here's a three from the top, off the mark, rebound, Atchison. Layton coming down with a basketball, and again, here comes Josiah. Goes in, goes up, running shot, up and good. Josiah picking up his first couple of points in the ballgame, and it's 28-14 Atchison. And again, even though Atchison scored, really not a lot of offense being run right there with 2 minutes and 10 to go in the half. It's get into the lane that time instead of from the outside, but getting up immediately that quick shot. Sabres will go down to the block, and as the drive by Angelo Reese goes down the right side, Atchison's Sir Taylor is going to be called for a foul. He reaches in, and again, Sumner will have Reese at the free throw line, and the other four players go into the backcourt and settle in around the head coach. Angelo coming to the line looking for his first point of the game. First one, got it. It is 28-15. 2:05 to play in the first half. Second shot, got them both. So give Angelo Reese a couple of points then. Atchison back up the floor with the basketball. Their lead trimmed to a dozen. Here's a shot from the right. It's up. It's good for three. Jeremiah knocks it down. 31-16 Atchison. Sumner with the basketball in the forecourt. Now standing in the center circle, just dribbling the ball from there. We'll go to the left side of the free throw line with a 15-foot turnaround. It's perfect by Jackson Davis. 31-18. We're at 90 seconds to go in the opening half. AHS to the right side, Jeremiah. Out on top. And here's Josh Josiah. Cross court pass was anticipated, stolen, breaking down the court, and a Atchison foul. Here's what happened. Josiah and Jeremiah were passing the ball back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and after three or four times, Ezra Matthews says, I got this figured out. I could kind of time this to see what's happening. As the ball was released by one, he saw it, anticipated it, jumped that route, took the ball to the other end of the floor, and then was fouled by Jeremiah Thompson. And he's coming to the free throw line, and his first of two is up and good. So Ezra Matthews, 3 points in the game, 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Looking over the second one, puts it up, knocks it in. 31-20 with a minute 8 to go. We're approaching halftime here. Baseline follow away, jump shot off the mark, rebound, tip to get him put back up and in. That was an extremely athletic play by Sir Taylor, getting his first point of the game. It's 33-20. Sumner back over to the left side, dumps it into the baseline. The three from the corner is up and no good. Rebound pulled down by Atchison, and a defender trying to rip the ball back. In the process, picks up the foul, and it'll be the third of the ball game for Jackson Davis. Davis will pick up his third foul. It'll be team foul 4 by Sumner. 40 seconds left in the opening half, and now the official stops the game. I'm not sure what his concern is, but he's taken the ball. And Atchison's going to make a take the opportunity here to make a substitution. And they are going to bring Isaiah Commode into the game, a 6'1" sophomore. So the Phoenix with the basketball. If the shot clock was running, it would be off. We're 31 seconds to go before the half. 24. Atchison holding it up on top. 19. Atchison just playing catch with it. A couple of steps across midcourt. 13 to go. First half. Now driving into the lane, changing hands. Running shot is up. No good. Rebound tipped out. Loose on the floor. Atchison will pick it up. The shot from the baseline with three misses. Rebound pulled down by Sumner. And that is the half. We'll be back here in Atchison, Kansas, to summarize the opening half of this evening's second game. Teams are headed off the floor to the locker room. It is Atchison, 33, Sumner 20.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Hey, welcome back to the Atchison Gymnasium. We're going to have some pageantry here. And so, Joseph, I'm just going to brace you up for an extended 20-minute halftime. Let me recap how the opening half has gone here in the guys' game. First of all, for Sumner and head coach Al Collins Jr., Jackson Davis leads the way with his 7 points. It's been four in the first half for Ezra Matthews, Angelo Reese, Andreas Huddleston, and Elgin Price with a couple of points apiece. For Atchison, how about Jeremiah? Fantastic, 11-point first half. Half a dozen for Zedron Mays. It's Trayvon Gillum with three, or with five, rather, and then two apiece for Josiah Thompson, Yogi Purdy, and Leighton Bulrich and Sir Taylor. Fouls very likely are going to be an issue. Okay? I'm just going to tell you, you might be aware of this. Sumner has three players with three fouls apiece. Huddleston and Davis and Ross. For Atchison, no player with three, and in fact, only one player with a couple of fouls. So it's a big difference in how these teams are going to be equipped as we go to the second half. That all said, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Game one of the night, the Phoenix coming away with an impressive win. Game two, well, still in question, but Atchison with that intermission lead. Halftime score, Phoenix 33. Sabres 20. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio, where he's got you halftime.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got a heck of a game for you tomorrow as the Ravens will be on the road at Graceland. Join us right around 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court around 4 p.m. On Tuesday, we'll have JCN at Oskaloosa, with the girls taking to the court at 6 p.m. The boys will take to the court at 8. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens are on the road again at Baker. Join us at 5:30 for the women's game. The men will take to the court around 7:30 or so. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Immediately following Sports Look, we'll have the High School Coaches Insight Show, where Brandon Tadman talks to the coaches of Atchison High, ACCHS, Marhill Mount Academy, and JCN. Join us for that immediately following the Sports Look show on Thursday evenings. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball with ACCHS versus Pleasant Ridge. I'll be back in just a moment with the girls' scores as I have them.
For over 30 years, Urban Lawn Care has helped homes and businesses across Atchison and Northeast Kansas look their absolute best season after season. Family owned and full service since 1991, they handle everything. Lawn care, dirt work, tree services, sod insulation, and even snow and ice removal. Whether you need a full plan or just help with one project, their team takes care of the work so you can enjoy the results. See them at 6300 Ottawa Road, visit UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478. Urban Lawn Care, trusted by hundreds, rooted in your community.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taking a look at the girls' scores and the games that have come to completion around the area, we have Holton topping St. Mary's 58-33. It was the ladies of Rossville at 60 to Sabetha ladies 37. In the Riley County Hiawatha game, Riley County took home the win 51-43. Nemaha Central fell to Silver Lake, with Silver Lake having 66 points to Nemaha Central's 37 at the end of regulation in the girls' game. Hanover squeaked out a win over Axtell 39-37. And in the game that you heard right here at Hot Country 93.7, the Lady Phoenix had a 75-14 victory over the Sumner ladies. I'll be back in just a moment with the boys' scores as I have them.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Taking a look at boys' games at the half. It was St. Mary's 42 over Holton's 24. Rossville was trailing Sabetha, with Sabetha sitting at 42, Rossville 25. Riley County was trailing Hiawatha. Hiawatha boys were ahead 28-21 over Riley County. Nemaha Central was leading Silver Lake 30-26 at the half. And in this game, we've got Atchison High School 33-20. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that Weather Eye forecast.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 25 tonight under mainly clear skies, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 45 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 32. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 58. 68 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you. Currently, it is 35 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison. Winds are out of the north-northwest at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity 72%, giving us a feels-like temperature of 31 degrees. The dew point is 27 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.29 inches of mercury. I'm going to take just a little bit of a breather. I'm going to play you one of my new favorites. Here's Ella Langley, and You Look Like You Love Me. Right here, Hot Country 93.7.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna want to hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me, you look like you want me, want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
can tell you she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7277. Or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Alrighty, again, going over that Care Country sports schedule. Tomorrow on the 7th, we're going to have Benedictine at Graceland. Again, 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men will take to the court right around 4 p.m. Tuesday night, JCN at Oskaloosa. Girls game at 6, boys game at 8. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens are on the road at Baker. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game. The men will take to the court right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us back to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Following Sports Look, we'll have High School Coaches Insight, where we'll talk to the coaches of Marhill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN, and of course Atchison. Then on Friday night, we'll have ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge Basketball for you. We'll be joining Tom Kautz right after these messages.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meals sealed in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango natural hair care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where, wow, you got to love the pageantry of Royal Courts Night. And with all that excitement done, the two teams are getting set to go to the second half of the ball game. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph with extended duties taking care of us here at the half. Joseph, well done, man. Appreciate all you do. Tom Calcity here, courtside. And now we get set to go to the second half. Atchison coming into the ball game today, they got a lot on the line. 15-0 in the season, the perfect season, 6-0 in the conference, number 2 in the state. And for Sumner, they're coming in here with a really, really good team, and they're hoping to wreck some of that. And they started off very close, but Atchison has slowly been able to extend its lead up 13 here at halftime. And under the possession, we'll award the basketball to the Sabres to begin the second half. We're back underway. Sumner now moving from right to left across your dial here in the second half. In those Kentucky blue uniforms, Atchison in the home white. Skip pass coming up to the top side. It's going to be Michael Knight with it. Over to the left, it's going to be Jackson Davis. Davis will kick it back to the top. Here's a 15-foot shot off the window and no good. Rebound pulled down by Yogi. Purdy gets it away and Atchison comes into the forecourt. They'll swing it over to the right side. Kale Williams brings it off on top. Gets it there to Zadron. Mays will feed it to the free throw line to Kale. Back out on top. Mays back in again in the middle to Kale from 13. Knocks her down. Kale Williams picking up his first field goal of the ballgame at his third point. It is now 35-20 Atchison. We're just a little over a minute into the second half. From deep in the baseline left corner from all the way down to the baseline, and then passing up the shot. That's probably a pretty good idea for Jackson Davis to not take that one. He'll bring it back out on top, and as they rotate the ball, reversing it, it goes into the corner and eludes Angelo Reese. Sumner is going to turn it over. 6 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the third quarter, 35-20. Phoenix with the ball, with the lead. And Zadron will bring it up the floor. He'll handle it way up top side. Now the left, the three. It's up. New rebound. Yogi. Power move for the putback. That was a strong move. And that's the first field goal of the game for Yogi Purdy. It is 37-20 and Atchison beginning to assert itself. As they come up with a steal in the backcourt, here come the Phoenix. Into the forecourt and taking it to the middle. Looking over to the right side. Kale wants the ball badly. Said they'll go over to the left. Back out on top, straight away. It's a three, up the mark, no good. Rebound slapped out on top, and it is on the floor. Atchison going to pick it up. The feet across on the court one time. Is that an offensive foul? No foul. Yogi with the put up and put in. 39-20, and the Phoenix are on a tear to begin the second half. Atchison started off the third quarter on a 6-0 run. 5 minutes and 40 to go in the third. The pass down low. Stolen. Here comes Atchison. The dish. The drive. The finger roll on the score. There is a timeout taken by Sumner. The bucket by Jeremiah gives him 13 in the game. Atchison has started off the second half on an 8-0 run. Sumner takes a break at 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Atchison 41, Sumner 20.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Atchison, first team to come out on the court. They have begun the second half absolutely blistering hot. So far in this quarter, you got Jeremiah with a two, Kale with two, Yogi with a couple of twos. And for Sumner, nothing yet in the second half. They will have the ball in play from deep in the backcourt, and Atchison is going to set up in his 2-3 and wait for the ball to get across the timeline. And here they come. Sabres over to the left. They're going to get acid out of this. They're going to have to shoot it out. And that's how you do it. You'll square up right there. And Ezra Matthews just says, here, hang on just a minute. I'll knock that one down. And he does. It's 41-23. Atchison looking to respond to three of their own that does not go in. But an offensive rebound rescued in the corner by JoJo. And here comes AHS from the top. Kale. And here's it launched. It's up and missing. Rebound pulled down by Sumner. Stolen back by Atchison. The shot, no. Rebound, Yogi. And he's going to wisely bring it out on top where the runner is in and out, no good. And Atchison moving really fast right now. Couldn't connect on that shot, but drawing the foul. And it will put the Phoenix at the free throw line. It's going to be the third foul of the ball game for Ezra Matthews. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team. And we're already down to 4 minutes and 49 to go in the third quarter. First shot at the line, up and short. Cedron Mays. Only 2 points so far in the game for Cedron. Hit a bucket back in the opening quarter. That was his first free throw opportunity. And Atchison has... You're looking for something to work on. They have not shot free throws well. This one rolls around a little bit, but it does go in. Cedron has three, and it's 42-23, Atchison. Again from the baseline left. Again it's a three, and again it's good. Back-to-back threes by Ezra Matthews, and there is no better way to break that zone than start dropping those in from the perimeter. 42-26. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. JoJo's going to feed to Yogi. They'll go underneath the rim. Little two-handed shot goes up, and the defender from the back says, no, I will not allow that. I am willing to put Jeremiah at the free throw line, but not to let him have that shot. It'll be the first foul for Elgin Price. And coming to the line for Atchison, Jeremiah Thompson, whose first free throw does not go in, and still... The Phoenix struggling mightily at the free throw line. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jeremiah's going to look over the second shot, and he'll get it to roll in. So Atchison will get one of the two. It is 43-26 Phoenix. And here comes the Sabres, a three. That went halfway down. Caroms out. I thought for a moment that we had seen Ezra Matthews hit three consecutive three-point shots. Then he comes up a little bit short, and now there's lots of contact in the lane, and the officials are going to confer for just a moment as they decide how to sort this out. The foul is going to be on Shea Ross, and for Sumner, you've got your first guy with his fourth foul. So Shea coming out of the ballgame. Also for Sumner, You got Andreas Huddleston and Ezra Matthews and Jackson Davis, each with three. Phoenix putting it in play at the end. It'll come in at the baseline. Going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Huddleston. Again, Atchison inbounding it, this time from the left side of the lane off the baseline. It'll come into the right side and be brought out on top. Phoenix works the perimeter, drive to the baseline. A fall away, long two is up and no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Sumner. Here come the Sabres. Quick attack to the bucket to the left side, stumbling backwards, picking the ball up off the floor, and it's going to be up and good anyway by Michael Knight. Knight will pick up his first point of the evening. It is 43-28, and the Atchison lead has been trimmed to 15, with 3.5 to go in the third. Starting to drive in, no room. Back out on top. Here's Kale. Goes in, off the glass, misses it. Rebound, Sumner. Here they come. Skip pass, up the floor. Beautiful transition. Hits the bucket, draws the foul. And Huddleston coming to the line with an opportunity at the conventional three-point play. This is going to come over. The foul is going to be on JoJo. It'll be his first. It'll be the first Phoenix foul of the second half. And you got Coach Battle looking for a timeout. Before the free throw gets shot, we're going to take it with him. Break coming at 3:11 to go in the third quarter. Sumner battling back. Atchison 43, Sabres 28.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Benedictine basketball tomorrow afternoon on CARE. We're going to have the Ravens on the road at Graceland. 2 o'clock for the ladies' game and 4 o'clock for the guys. Don't miss that. And, of course, if you want to catch up on your high school scores tonight, you can flip it over to 103.9 for the high school basketball scoreboard show with Jake and Bob and a cast of all kinds of numbers of people. Okay, looking to complete the conventional three-point play is going to be Andreas Huddleston. He will send it up and perfect. 43-31. The Phoenix lead now is only a dozen. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Atchison with the ball, skips it over to the left side. It's going to be Trayvon Gillum. The shot goes up. No rebound. Here comes the Sabres. Skip pass over to the right side. And Sumner, very different team here in the second half. Baseline three is up and good. Elgin Price, his second three of the game, and it's 43-34. Atchison by 9. They were leading earlier in this corner by 21. That has been cut to 9. And the feed into the middle is right through the hands of Gillum. And here comes Sumner, and they're going to have the ball turnover. Picked up by Yogi, over to the baseline left. The three for the Phoenix, no. Rebound, Sumner, and a foul by Purdy. Two minutes and 15 seconds of play. Here in the third quarter, and here comes Sumner back up court with the basketball. They are trailing now only by 9. Get pass over to the right side, deep in the corner. It's going to be handled down low by Elgin. Price will turn, lean, shoot, off the window, no good, tipped up, no good, followed up again and in. And Atchison coming up with no rebounds. Andreas Huddleston hits the bucket, and it's now 43-36. Atchison only up 7. And the feed to the baseline is going to go through the hands. It's out of bounds, and it's going to be Sumner basketball. The Phoenix leading at 41-20 moments ago. It's out 43-36. Sumner is on a 16-2 run with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. They are right back in this. Backdoor layup, missed. Point blank shot and didn't get it to go in. Coach Collins jumps in the air. He's like, can't believe he didn't hit that. And the driver on the other end of the floor for the Phoenix is good by Kale Williams. Has a big four-point swing. With a minute 13 to go in the third. Atchison goes up again by 9. 45-36. The ball slapped out of bounds by Zader on, and Chuck will have it back in at the 28-foot mark with just over a minute to play in the third quarter. Atchison has led a 21-point third-quarter lead. Get trimmed to 7. It could have easily been 5 a moment ago. Out on top of it is going to be Jackson Davis. He'll cross over, bring it to the point. The long 3, short. And that was just a misjudged shot. Back in for Sumner is going to come Michael Knight. Knight comes in for Elgin Price. And we're inside a minute to play in the third. 52 seconds left. We've got ourselves a ball game going on here now. Atchison will walk it up the floor. To the right side is going to be Quincy. Here's her. Feeds the baseline shot. Deflected. And we're going to get a foul. The whistle is going to be on Andreas Huddleston. And now he will have collected his 4th foul. So for Sumner, Huddleston and Shea Ross, each with 4 fouls. Atchison at the free throw line, and again they miss. For the Phoenix, Trayvon Gillum misses that free throw. Trayvon with 1 more. 37 seconds to go in the third. This one is in. Gillum will hit 1 of the 2. It's 46-36. Phoenix up 10. Half a minute to go in the third. Sabres back up. The drive into the lane. The shot's going to be rejected off the backboard. Atchison will run. They'll drive. Finger roll off the glass. Gets the bucket. Bonnie's on the floor. No foul called. Give that bucket to Kale Williams. 13 seconds. Now 12. Sumner's going to have to get something going at the center circle still with 6. Over to the left side with 4. Stepping inside Yogi with 3. And Purdy will commit the foul. It's going to be Yogi's 3rd foul of the game. Atchison's 3rd foul of the quarter. 3 seconds to go. Inbound it comes. 2 seconds. 1 second. The shot at the buzzer. It's in. Count the bucket for Jackson Davis. And we've got a timeout on the floor, and we've got a basketball game going to the fourth quarter. After 3 in Atchison, Kansas, it's the Phoenix 48, Sumner 38.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
We go to the fourth quarter in Atchison, Kansas. 48-38, Phoenix in front. And AHS will have the ball in play to begin the fourth quarter. We are back at it. Welcome, everybody. Atchison leading by 21 points in that third quarter. Found Sumner cutting it to 7. And they missed a shot that could have taken it to 5. Here's a 3 for the Phoenix. It's buried from deep on the left side. A 3-point shot by Trayvon Gillum. He's got 13, and Atchison goes up 51-38. For Sumner, imperative. Oh, wait, the steal. Yogi, coast to coast, scores it. Yogi Purdy showing the speed. 53-38. And I was just getting ready to say as the shot goes up on the other end, and it is not good, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds to Atchison. Sumner cannot let Atchison extend this lead. Can't let him get back into the, get the emotion back and get back into the flow of things in front of this huge Royal Courts crowd. And that's exactly what has happened. So the Phoenix go right back up by 15 with 7:11 to go in the ball game. No shot clock here in Atchison. Sumner in the zone. Atchison shoots over it and misses. And a rebound is going to be swept away by Angelo Reese. Reese will get it out on top to Matthews. Ezra dumps it over to the right side. Knight. The baseline shot off the rim once and straight up and straight in. Count the bucket for Elgin. His 10th point of the game, and it's 53-40. Phoenix in front with 6.5 minutes to play. Purdy with a deep in the right corner. It almost looks like a 2-1-2 kind of a defense for Sumner. Here's a little backdoor pass. The shot kisses off the window and good. Give the basket to Leighton Boldridge, but I'm going to tell you what, you got to give a lot of credit on that one to say drawn with a beautiful assist, and the Phoenix go up again. It's 55-41. The drive, the finger roll, and the shot, no, but a foul. Foul is going to be on Zadron. No, let me fix it. Trayvon. Going to be on Trayvon Gillum. It'll be his second foul. It'll be the first foul of the fourth quarter by either team. Leighton is going to come out of the lineup, and Atchison is going to have the original starting five out of the court. And we will get a step on the baseline, and Sumner is going to turn it over. 6 minutes to play. Zadron Mays will walk it up the floor, slows it up, kicks it over to Jeremiah. Phoenix come into the forecourt. Jeremiah back out on top. Here's Yogi on the left side. The feed in the lane. The turnaround shot. It's up and good. 15 for Gillum. And it's 57-41. Phoenix have pushed right back to that big lead. Yogi steps in front of the pass. Here comes Atchison. The drive, the shot, the miss, the follow, and a miss. And a rebound is on the floor, saved again by Atchison. The power move and a miss. 3 point blank shots and then a foul on the rebound. The foul is going to be on Atchison to Jeremiah Thompson. 5:26 to play in the game. So for the Phoenix, 2 fouls in the fourth quarter. For the Sabres, no fourth quarter fouls. But again, they have a hill to climb. Should have combined 16 with 5:20 to play. They will walk it into the forecourt with a tall left-hand dribble. Jackson Davis is going to handle it near the center circle, and Coach Collins from the near side says, wait a minute, I want a timeout. I got to talk to my team, and we're going to take a break with them. 5:15 to go in tonight's high school game. It's the Atchison Phoenix 57, the Sumner Sabres 41.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
We were
return to Sumner, putting the ball in play. And the clock getting close down to 5 minutes left. Phoenix settling in again into that zone defense. We're seeing, I talk about it a lot, we're seeing teams playing more and more zone in the last few years. It has become much more in vogue. And now the shot is going to be blocked away by Yogi. Picked back up by Sumner. 14 foot from the left side. No good. And AHS rebounds it down. Outlet up the court. On the floor. One time lay up, up, and good by Kale. Williams with nine. It's 59-41. Phoenix by 18. And they push right back. Now down at 4.5 minutes to go. For the Sabres, time is critical. The bounce pass to the left side. Booted out of bounds by Jeremiah. That was a nice kick, and especially nice with the left foot. He did a good job of keeping that skip pass from being finished, and it'll be Sumner putting it in play from the far side. 4 minutes and 20 to go. Straight down the middle. It's going to be Michael Knight from the baseline. A three that's too strong. It's going to be tipped out on top. Save it to Phoenix. The outlet down the floor. The run, the shot. Two players' elbows above the rim. And the defender comes in late, makes contact. The shot is batted and swatted away. But it'll be Atchison at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Michael Knight. It is only his first foul of the game. For the Phoenix, coming to the line, Jeremiah Thompson. Jeremiah is 3 of 6. And that one is way short. Just does hit the front of the rim and kicks away. And again, he just kind of grabbed his head, and I as if to say, I can't believe that I didn't hit that shot. JoJo's going to come back in for the Phoenix. 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play, 59-41. Atchison, second free throw rolls in. So far, Jeremiah, he's been at the line for 8 free throws. Each time, he's hit one and missed one of the 2 shots. 3:57 to play in the ball game. You're going to clearly hear in the backcourt Coach Battle encouraging his team. And now the pass along the baseline is going to be kicked out of bounds by Yogi. 3:48 to go. 60-41. Phoenix out front. Atchison looking to stay undefeated. A beautiful turnaround shot, and then it rims out, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot off the back of the rim, no. Tipped up, no. Another rebound, fought for, and 2 players with hands on the basketball. Let's see where the foul is going to be called. Fisher's going to jog up from down to the baseline, and the foul is going to be on Atchison. It'll be Trayvon Gillum's second. With 3 minutes and 38 seconds left, skip pass is going to come in right in front of the Phoenix pep band. Long cross-court pass. One thing nearly got into the crowd, but Jackson Davis with a steal. Now Atchison was a steal. Coming down, runner from 12, and they're going to say he traveled with it. Pulling up to dribble at about the top of the key, and then getting a shot away from inside the free throw line. There could have been a travel in that. 3:26 left in the game. There's the key. The point differential is huge. The time is small. 3:26 to go. Atchison in front by 19. Somebody who's not small is Shea Ross, who comes into the game. And again, as we talked earlier, with no heights and weights, this guy's 6'2", 245, maybe 50. He's a big, strong guy out there. Cross-court pass nearly stolen. It's loose on the floor, and still loose on the floor. And finally, we're going to get a whistle and an Atchison timeout, and let's take it. Cale Williams covered up that ball, and before Sumner was able to lock him up and get a jump ball, Coach Battle got a timeout. We're taking a break with now about 3 minutes to go in the game. It remains Atchison 60 and Sumner 41.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up.
bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
As we return and as the Phoenix put the ball in play, we go inside 3 minutes left. Atchison, Kale goes baseline left. The three ball, it's in. From deep to the left corner is Jeremiah Thompson. That'll be his 18th point of the ball game as he leads all scorers. Here's a three for Sumner. Boom! From the right side. That is a Elgin Price three-pointer, his third of the game. 63-44. 2.5 minutes to go. Sumner cannot get this time back. Backdoor pass. The layup was missed. It was a beautiful play. And now Yogi picks up the loose ball, follows it home, and then draws the foul. The perseverance on that play from Yogi Purdy is he just stayed after it. When the ball got dislodged, he saw it, was able to retrieve it, goes up with the shot. The defender comes in late. He was able to focus and had good position and knock down the shot, and he's going to get a plus one. The free throw is good. So Yogi now at 11 points. And a 2:18 to go in the game. Atchison leads by 22. This is going to be a huge win for the Phoenix in the conference and against a good, again, big team, a 5A team in Sumner. Now Sumner drives into the lane and we're going to have a foul called by Trayvon Gillum. Trayvon picking up his fourth foul tonight. He's a little upset. And he thought Coach was going to take him out of the game. He did not. I think he also thought maybe there were going to be free throw shot, but it was only the fourth team foul by Atchison. So with 2:06 to go in the ball game, no one in or out, and it will belong to Sumner. So skip pass comes in. Atchison's going to trap at the baseline. Cross-court pass, lots of contact, no foul. Yeah, there's the foul. Thought for a minute they were just going to let that one kind of slide as two players kind of airborne going for the basketball, but the whistle is on Leighton Boldridge. Leighton, foul number two. 1:59 left. At the line for Sumner is Angelo Reese, and that free throw's good. Angelo has played a ton of minutes for this Sumner team tonight. Starts in the ball game, but has only 3 points on 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Now Atchison is going to take Jeremiah and Leighton out of the lineup. Second free throw's up and good. So Angelo is 4 of 4 at the line, and it is 66-46. AHS down court. How aggressive are they going to be? How much will they attack the basket? Or how much are they going to be willing to be patient, use the clock, and run some time? Out on top with it is going to be Trayvon Gillum. Trayvon over to Jeremiah. To Trayvon. Back to the right side, JoJo. JoJo says, I'll put up a shot. And then it doesn't go in. And the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Touched by Sumner. So for Atchison, they have a score the basket, kind of offensive mentality. And leading by 20 with 1.5 minutes to go. Beautiful behind the back pass to Yogi. And an assist to Trayvon, and Yogi gets the bucket. That was pretty sweet. Trayvon was kind of driving down the lane. Yogi was cutting through the baseline. Trayvon behind the back with that. What turned out to be an assist. And now Sumner's going to turn it over as they come off the floor with it, and we're at 1:16 to play. Atchison will go to 16-0 and 7-0 in the Meadowlark. Down the floor, the running shot, nope, and a Sumner foul. And again, Atchison will not attack the basket. This foul is going to be on Angelo Reese. Angelo picks up his first foul of the game, and Atchison coming to the free throw line. Josiah Thompson has 4 points in the game. Is that not a free throw opportunity tonight? This one is perfect. One more shot from the stripe. Atchison has got his largest lead of the game now. They are up 69-46, now 70-46. Leighton Bulbridge comes back in, and Leighton is out there. You've got Cale Williams and Yogi Purdy. Who else do we have? Vadron Mays. Here's a feed off the block. The reverse layup doesn't fall. Rebound Yogi. He gets it up to Cale. Cale will drive, crossover, lay it up and in. Wow. Cale Williams with 11. 72-46. The feed underneath. The shot rejected. The rebound blocked again. Up to the other end of the floor. On the court once. The layup. Good with two hands. Cale Williams. Here's a baseline three from the left side. Nope. Rebound slapped out on top. And we're going to have a foul called on Leighton with 21 seconds left. As the game moves faster, I don't want to call it more chaotic, but as the athleticism really begins to just step forward, Atchison just plays better and better and better, and to stretch their lead when you start trying to play that kind of ball with them. First free throw's up and good. The Phoenix lead now is only 27. This free throw, short, rebound, Atchison. 74-47. And we'll have a foul in the backcourt. It'll be the fourth foul for Ezra Matthews of Sumner. Now that will not be putting anybody at the free throw line. And Phoenix will inbound it. The ball stolen and the shot put back up and in by Matthews. Atchison will bring it up the floor. 9 seconds, eight. They'll hook it back out on top and they will run it out from there. Final score tonight in Atchison, Kansas. It's the Phoenix 74, Sumner 49. And we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
To the Dine School Gymnasium, where the Phoenix completed a sweep over Sumner tonight. And the Guys came up with a 74-49 victory. Let's look at the scoring for you. First of all, for the Sabres, double digits. for Elgin Price, who came off the bench to lead the team with 13 this evening, and Ezra Matthews a dozen. Jackson Davis with 9. Huddleston with 7. 4 for Reese and 2 for Knight. For the Phoenix, I'm telling you what, a lot of guys did a lot of great things. 4 players in double-digit scoring, but the Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight is going to be Jeremiah Thompson. Jeremiah, 18 points, led his team, led all scorers. Jeremiah also with 4 three-point shots, and he was on the floor virtually the entire night, leading his team on the floor as well as scoring points. Jeremiah Thompson, your Bank of Atchison player of the game. 15 tonight off the bench for Trayvon Gillum. 13 apiece for Kale Williams and Yogi Purdy. It's a 6-point game for Josiah Thompson. 4 tonight for Leighton Boldridge. And a 3 for Cedron Mays. Atchison, 16-0 and 7-0 in the conference. So, for the Phoenix, a big sweep tonight over Sumner. For us tomorrow, big Benedictine ball game. Ladies game at 2 o'clock, the guys game at 4. Benedictine at Graceland. Join us for that. And right now on 103.9, it's the High School Basketball Scoreboard Show. Got to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Royal Courts night at Atchison High. And the Phoenix take 2 from Sumner. Till we greet you next time for Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Couch saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.